What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Go-Go City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Devlin. We got a great show planned for you tonight. Let's get moving with Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers on Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We got a great show planned out for you guys tonight. Let's get moving with these intros. Got some familiar faces and some faces that haven't been around for a little bit. And let's start there and say what's up to Janelle. Janelle, how you doing?
Oh, hey. I'm fantastic.
I'm so happy she's here.
Awesome.
This is my girl.
Now, Janelle,
we're missing
Larry,
though.
From the Paris City.
Significant the boys are other. In New York tonight.
In having
York.
A good
they're playing
old
all
time.
Weekend, right?
Yeah, they're doing a tour. Tonight is York. Tomorrow night is Syracuse. And Sunday is Philly.
Oh, awesome. They got a nice little weekend of debauchery.
Yes, they do. Oh, boy.
Lucky them. But glad you can come chill with us, and you're going to be stopping by that Undead show we got going on tomorrow, right? May 20th at the Alternative
Absolutely,
Gallery.
Absolutely, I'll be there.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's say hi to the other voice we just heard, and that's the lovely Rude Girl Jessica.
What's going on,
Pogoland?
Hey, I'm getting pretty fucked up.
If I'm
talking a little bit more like slower than usual, just remember that's not me. That's the alcohol speaking.
It's the alcohol speaking.
It's not me.
It's slowing me down. You're so sweet. Thank you.
No, you got,
so are you, baby.
You got a dart in your neck.
You got a fucking dart in your neck.
You got a fucking dart in your neck.
All right, let's say what's up to the boys. We got Sean Bedlam, Devil
what
John.
Hey, Sean, with the beautiful baby boy.
Sean.
Pogo City,
I'm fucked up. I'm kind of drunk. I'm not going to lie.
Everybody,
little Sean over there.
I'm just trying to figure out.
I did not drive
tomorrow with the undead,
and you're not for the rest of the night.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to be tomorrow with the undead. If I'm going to be like really drunk at the undead, or
radio.com.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be really drunk.
Yeah, I'm
going to
get drunk.
That suggested donation means you, my friend.
Okay, so I'll pitch in for the free drink.
All right. But as we said, we got the undead playing tomorrow at the Alternative Gallery with Sick 86, Admit Nothing, Video Massacre, and Totally Gnarly. Make sure you guys pick up Totally Gnarly's new release.
We gotta have a playlist.
That'd be Jack's Rotting Liver. Well, we played a bunch of them in the last hour, but we'll get some more of those tracks up. But let's do...
Oh, did you see some shows coming up, though?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? Let's talk about that now. I know the Conflict Virus show got canceled, but I know the Parasitics Virus on the Bowery, that's still going down.
That's
now,
still
right?
going down.
And when
yes.
is that? Do you know what's up, man?
I don't know. There's so many shows. There's one like June 28th, and then there's like... But then there's like next weekend... I'm sorry, I don't know.
Well, there's August 26th at the Alternative Gallery, Parasitic,
hey,
Blank 77, Oi
listen,
Scouts.
Listen,
I'm so excited
am
for that
I so psyched
one.
For that.
Because
Yo,
it's
listen.
An all-age venue,
yeah,
and all that's what I
also,
like.
Guess what? Guess what day is like 2 days after that?
What's 2 days? Your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. I need all the attention.
Oh, that's Mary's birthday, my wife's
August
birthday,
28th.
Too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
my
yeah,
birthday's
yeah.
a week after that.
Yeah.
I'll be 30.
And our anniversary.
Oh, fuck off, dude.
Andrew.
My birthday was last week, and I'm a lot older than 30. Oh,
I know. Happy birthday, old
Thank
head.
Thank you, my friends.
Happy birthday.
I am an old head, but it's
now,
all right.
Andrew and Maya's anniversary, though, is definitely on Monday, and our daughter's birthday.
Our daughter's 3-year-old birthday, and our
five-year
anniversary.
5 years, baby.
Marriage.
So I gotta figure out two gifts. That sounds like a scam.
Half a decade. Decade.
With Mother's Day the week before. All
it's
right,
a
let's
decade.
Get to the fucking music. And here's one for the whole pogo
Ooh,
show.
GBH and alcohol. Fuck yeah.
Fucking A right.
That wasn't on
there. Alcohol.
You guys can hit GBH at Bolton's with the Casualties and Violent Society. September.
Yeah.
This is slow.
All right, that was GBH, UK legend. You guys can catch them with the Casualties September 8th at Voltage. Now, I had a chance to catch GBH years ago.
Are you talking about the Croc Rock show? I was there.
Croc Rock.
I was there. With the Addicts playing down the street.
Yeah.
Did you get thrown out with us?
First show I ever went to.
No,
me and Darren Poole got
no, I don't
out
think so.
For him,
I was at that
row
show
we
though.
Were like 15.
You guys kicked. You guys picked me up from
asshole.
Fucking.
So
I was
there.
Umpiring like a little league baseball game or something because
wow,
that's how I was making. That's cool. How I was making money when I was like 15
or
16.
Is that still in existence, Croc Rock?
No, is it?
I don't think so.
Didn't they get like in trouble for something or other? And
probably.
Didn't they lose their liquor license? We're just gossiping. I have no idea.
No
clue. Yes, they did lose their liquor license.
They did lose their liquor license?
Yeah, because Cocaine Barbie was serving girls underage all the time.
Yep. Okay.
I thought it was like an Always Sunny in Philadelphia scenario.
No, but Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Much respect for them. And I'm sorry.
We don't diddle kids.
However, the state trooper picture they had hanging in the bar. Did anybody see that?
Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
I just watched the episode the other day.
Absolutely. Much respect for Sunny and Philly. Sorry.
I watched the episode the other day where they threw the pageant for the little girls.
Yeah. And Frank was like a pedophile.
Frank was up there like, we don't diddle kids.
He's like, I don't like anyone younger than my daughter. Older than my daughter.
I think that the best part of Always Sunny in Philadelphia is that Charlie Day and the waitress are actually married in real life.
Did you ever see Reno 911? I love that fucking show.
They are
brother and sister on that in a trailer park, and they go to get arrested. And they're making out, and the cops are trying
They got like a little cameo in it. They're trailer trash.
The cops are trying to break it up because she's saying that he's beating on her baby, and her baby's really like a fucking baby doll.
Like, literally.
Yo, that show. That was a good fucking show, dude. I was obsessed with it.
I watched it.
Comedy Central.
I wish it was still on.
If you're not, bring back
Reno 911.
Absolutely.
With all the original characters. Once it got into the other characters, I wasn't too interested.
Okay, but let's get back over.
We'll talk about
Reno 911.
We'll talk about it. Definitely talk about it.
Just you and me.
Let's do a little bit of the Flatliners Living Like a Rat on. All right, we're going to move over with the Dropkick Murphys on tour with Rancid.
Woohoo!
Janelle will be there at the
Dropkick.
Love this.
Janelle will be there at the Stone Pony with them. So check it out. Here they are with the Gauntlet. Dropkick Murphys. Now you guys can catch them August 4th with Rancid at the Stone Pony. And then just a couple weeks after that, you guys can catch the Parasitics, War at the Shore. Let me see if I can pull that shit up and look up the details. Here we are, September 1st through September 3rd, War at the Shore with the Templars, the Boyles, Violent Society, Blank 77, Broken Heroes, Duffy's Cut, the Parasitics, and a bunch more. Nice little festival, War at the Shore Fest. So make sure you guys get down there to Asbury Park at the Wonder Bar, 5th and Osh Avenue. So so what the fuck else we got going on? We got the pogo dance going on at the Sportsman's Cafe, June 3rd. Got a Fragmented, Minor Setback. Who else do we got on that date? Fragmented, Minor Setback. The Street Rats. Going to be a fun show. Street Rats coming in from Syracuse. We play them from time to time on here. Make sure you guys go over and check that shit out. Somebody, we got a request coming in. Who is somebody, Jessica?
Okay, so
are we going Kids Are United? Hurry up, Harry. What are we doing? How do we want?
It was Josh.
Josh?
Josh Cherubino, an old friend of mine.
All right, and he wants to hear some Sham 69. I guess we'll do If the Kids Are United.
Yes, that's one of my favorites right there.
Divided.
All right, and that was Sham 69 on
Pogo City.
Yeah, that's a
request
from Josh. Not that crusty fucker Josh sitting next to me.
Go fuck yourself.
But some other Josh that I don't know, apparently. All right, let's...
But thank you for the request.
Yes, definitely. You guys can always hit
us up on
Facebook.
That means he's listening. That means he's tuning in, right?
Yeah, so you guys can always hit us up on Facebook, shit like that. Go to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Hit us up over at
PogoCityRadio.com.
Check out the blog. Read some of the reviews we got up there and everything. Also, yeah, just plenty of good shit. You guys can find us pretty much anywhere where there's internet. We're there. We're there and spamming the shit out of it with the undead right now. So make sure you guys come check out the undead tomorrow. But for the time being, let's do a little bit of how about we go with The Descendants and Pervert.
It's my favorite Descendants song. Don't you think it's time I let you know? Don't you think I should before you go? I'm not gonna let you get away. I want to fuck you night and day. Ow, I'm a pervert. Yeah. I like to go out on dates, see a movie, communicate. We'll go home and have some fun. I see you, sir, you're the only one. Then when I leave your house, I'll smell. I'm
The Descendants. Let's keep moving right along with Duffy's Cut coming out of Philly, covering What You're Gonna Do About It. right now, getting a little hectic over here at Pogo City. Let's just let the cramps play right through with a human fly.
Nine or six eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push that best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock.
That was the Cramps. Let's keep going with Fear. Right now, that was Fear on. Thanks for hanging out with us on WPDG Reading East and Peterborough. How the fuck you motherfuckers doing?
What is going on?
We got Janelle, Mrs. Parasitics on the mic. We got Sean Bedlam.
What's going on?
Fluffy bitch Josh. And Devil John. Wow. Don't know where Sarah and the Rude Girl went. That makes me think there's trouble.
No, no, no. They're okay.
Nervous.
No
but,
nervousness.
Having some fun tonight. Now, just a quick recap. We had Duffy's Cut coming. Then the Cramps, Fear, And let's keep it trashy.
What is going on next?
Little psychobilly. And let's go with a little
psychobilly.
Old school Demented Argo, Bebop-a-Lula. Demented Argo. I'm Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Yeah.
How you bitches doing out there? Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Now, we've been talking about a lot of shows. Let's remind you guys about the punk block party with the punk rock flea market. Pogo City and punk block party bring you Blank 77, the Parasitics, the Oi Scouts, the Damn Broads, Sick 86, Video Massacre, Clerical Era, and a few more, so maybe
a lot more.
Yeah, yeah, a lot
There's
more.
There's road sodas. Great,
so yes, and more on top of that, too.
Road soda.
So make sure you guys get out there August 26th. It's going to be a motherfucking blast. We're going to try and get a... We got something else up our sleeves for that date, so just look around for it.
Dude.
But now, I haven't heard much what's going on with Wadi from The Exploited, but I do know that Casualty Store with... The Exploited has ended through Europe. Jake singing with The Exploited since hard. Well, Wadi was having.
Yeah, I haven't heard any updates on him either.
I know
it was. It was a month or so, maybe a month or two ago. He had like a, he had a heart problem.
He left the tour.
He left the tour. Yeah.
Yeah, Jake was singing. So,
that's some shitty situation.
But
right there.
Jake's fantastic, by the way. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
I'm just glad the Rude Girl's not up here to tell us how hot he is.
No, I will not say that because I do not think that. However, I think he's a fantastic musician.
Yeah, dude. But Casualties. Now, Janelle, you guys going now? You'd have to like chain me up in the basement to miss Blanks and the Casualties at QXT's. June
24th or 28th.
I'll have to look that
up. 24th. It's a
coming?
Saturday night.
Are you coming?
Sure. So you're gonna chain them up on the wrong night.
Fucking a right.
I
you
might
stick around for the dance party. This you guys left before the dance parties last time, right?
Well, yeah, it's you know, one of us has night. To drive, and it's usually me. So yes, we have to leave before the dance parties because I want to get home and party.
Boo.
No, boo, because I go home and party.
Okay, well that's going down across from the PP&L Center at 248 Mulberry Street in Newark, New Jersey, motherfucker. All right, that's Saturday, June 24th. By the way, Brick City. All right.
24th.
Saturday, 24th.
June 24th.
Yeah, 24th.
Something May 28th,
goddammit. I don't know.
There's
so many.
Something on the 28th.
Days.
June 28th is that was the conflict and virus show
that's
with
canceled.
The parasitics.
Oh, okay.
That's
canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bowery one's still
that
going
means
on,
it's
though.
May 28th.
What's May 20th?
I don't know. It's May 28th. Okay, but let's get over to the Exploited with Dead Cities.
Fuck yeah, it's my favorite Exploited song.
Yeah, we're not doing live.
Yeah.
We're just not. That was by accident. All right, let's see if I can find... how about we do a little I Believe in Anarchy?
I believe!
That was the Exploited. The Exploited. All right, let's keep moving with the Dicks and Anti-Clan. I see Jessica returning. Sarah not feeling too well, from what I understand.
Nope.
Hugging the toilet bowl.
Hugging the toilet.
That's how it goes on.
It's all good.
No and everything is the 28th. I was correct. The boys were wrong.
But the show's canceled. You said May 28th.
No, May 28th is one show and June 28th is another.
The only one I knew about was the June 28th, but you were totally right about the May 28th.
I was.
What was May 28th, though? What is it?
It was another virus show in New York or something.
The Bowery show in Manhattan.
The Bowery, yes.
All right, Parasitics and the Virus. There you go. We're going to do a little Anti-Clan part two, The Dicks. Just layer in the bed or something.
Right?
Well, I see that you're a policeman, and I know that you're in the Ku Klux Klan. Now you got a gun hung up on your hip, but it's underneath your silky slipper.
Light, that was the dick song. So, let's tell you guys, let's give some free promotion from the WPDG Voice of Bedlam crew and tell you guys to check out devilsdenradio.com for everything heavy with my man Devil John on the mic and on the boards.
Yeah, doing multiple shows, and also let's not forget that I also sit in with Black Cat.
That'd be badluckradio.com. You guys can go there for all your deep cuts. I mean, I was listening to a show last week. It was one that I liked a little better. He had some, he was playing some Dead Kennedys. He was playing some of the Dead Milkmen, the Libertines. It was a pretty decent show. You guys had some nice video game banter talking about all the different Sega systems and shit like that. It was pretty good.
Sega Saturn was the best.
You guys are good for each other. You're both nerds, so it's pretty good.
We fly off the hip and definitely nerd out a little bit.
All right. Let's get to a little Generation X for Renee Blank's Valley of the Dolls. Go check out Blank's August 26th Alternative Gallery. Generation X on Pogo City Radio.
Yeah.
So why don't we get into a little situations?
Oh my God, yes.
For the Pogo crew. Had some sticky situations this past week.
Sticky.
Lower class brats need to get their asses up to the Northeast.
Oh dear God!
I say the lower class.
Josh can't throw a cigarette worth a damn.
I can't throw a cigarette worth a shit.
Now, a global threat. Also, a band that should get their asses to the Northeast. I know they got a couple California, like Denver dates, I think, or some shit. But they need to come to the East Coast, and so do the motherfucking lower class brats. So let's get to a little
some LCB, baby.
We just played LCB. Hell yeah. Know, oh, you were saying you love.
Cover Slaughter of the Dogs.
Let's do a global threat with Idle Threats coming off What the Fuck Will Change.
Oh, Idle Threats is a good song.
Hell yeah. Fucking a global threat on
that's a
Pogo
good fucking
City
song.
Radio. Me and Sean saying that word for motherfucking word.
Yeah, I know
hey,
all
can
the
you,
words.
Can
that
I
song.
Do a can I do a request?
What would that be?
The Briggs, One Step Behind.
I guess we could do One Step Behind. We could go in a little.
You can absolutely do it.
We got to play the Parasitics
song,
too,
because oh, yeah,
Janelle
we'll
wanted
not
the Parasitics.
That it's
yeah,
just
we'll
a
get,
great
we'll
song, but it's because it's you.
It's me. It's my boobies, huh?
It's, yeah, it's the titties.
She keeps telling me how great my boobies are. So.
I do. I'm sorry.
They
not
are fantastic.
Lie.
All right.
That
so
makes me feel good. Thank you.
Let's do a anytime, little bit of the Briggs for the rude girl Jessica with One Step Behind.
Thank you.
Father, find a place called home. All I found was broken past and some broken bones. I left it far behind. Although I wish that I had another chance to try, because I might just die a lonely man and be left in the dark. Well, I can see it all now. I'm gonna fuck up again. One step behind.
one step behind. I travel far to find a place alone, but I realize what I want I can't find on my own. It's not what I really want, although I convinced myself there was nothing past my eye. And I could never find happiness in this world full of pain. Well, I can see it all now, I'm gonna fuck up again. One step behind, one step behind, one step behind. I'm incredulous to think I'll ever be satisfied with my life. When I think I just might scrape by, then I start to regret every sea I chose to sail. Maybe I'll be a rich man, maybe end up in jail. I'm not supposed to cry, although I can help but wonder what I'll never get to try. Because I might just die a sheltered man as I walk through the dark. Well, I can see it all now, I'm gonna fuck up again. One step behind, one step behind, one step behind, one step behind.
That was the Briggs.
Which one?
Caught them many times back in the day. I don't know
the
how many.
Mill.
I remember
my
for a couple years, if you went to a Jersey punk show with like the Briggs opened it. I don't care who it was. If it was Leftover Crack, The Casualties, The Unseen, the Briggs were there. At least wherever the fuck I was. I feel like I saw them like fucking 14 times over the course of like two summers. But we about to get out of here on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
It's Thanks been that long already?
For hanging
yeah,
out with
it's
us.
Been that
we
long.
Could go for another hour, but Damn. We are going to wrap up this one. We got to see what's going on for the night. People seem to be drunk, but they seem to be having fun. So
having fun.
It's always a party over at...
We also got Wubba that Lubba show dub tomorrow.
Oh, I'm
undead.
Going.
I need 686 Video Massacre. Totally gnarly. And admit nothing. So make sure you guys check that shit out. 707 North 4th Street, 2 p.m.
2 p.m. All ages.
All ages. 21 to drink. Complimentary beer with suggested donation.
So we need to... So we need some beauty rest. Well, at least I do, at least, because I need all I can take.
Yeah, we're doing another fucking episode, I hope.
I'm just going to get up and go with the flow.
That's right. We're going to party. Yo, you know we burned down our house today, right?
Yo, the show is crazy, like, dude. The whole fire department came.
We had
like
three fire trucks
here.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Cops. Yeah, making us sit outside to air it out.
My Griff's house burned down last night in Washington. I watched the thing burn.
Ooh, that's not good.
Poor Griff.
That's rough.
It's very rough. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here with, the Jim Carroll Band.
Oh, yes. People Who Died.
Oh, wait. You know what? Absolutely right. We're going to play the Parasitic first. And then we're going to go.
It's all I want to hear.
Yes. We're going to play Alcohol Withdrawal. I definitely
Yeah.
Oh, you want Studs and Studs, you said?
No, Studs
Alcohol.
And Suds,
like
you already
Suds
played,
Suds.
So let's do, yeah.
Okay,
let's do Alcohol. I don't know, he said that you played
it
already.
Yeah, I did, you're right.
So
we're
gotta
do
alcohol withdrawal.
This one's my favorite.
It's a good one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like this one.
This is
coming
who I
fucking jabronis.
This is coming off Getting Blasted. That's about a year old now. Split
yes, it
12
is.
Inch. Jailhouse Records with Blank 77. Don't get much more Jersey.
It's fantastic.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have my cold beer. You have your cold beer? If not, you are fucking jabroni.
Catch the Parasitic, August 26th, Blank 77, and the Oi Scouts. And the 28th, New York with the Virus.
Starts off with a couple of beers. Bunch of the boys all yell and cheer. Local band starts to jam. Race to see how many we can slam. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck,
The Parasitics on.
Yeah.
Now that's how you end a fucking song, and this is how you end a show.
On a narco rap, he beat the rap by ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day, he got hauled by the very same biker.
Train, and Eddie got split in the jugular vein.